be a player, why some Jews to play it safe? But check the resume, it's risky business in the A. I keep it player, why some Jews to play it safe? But check the resume, it's risky business in the A. In the A, in the A, in the A.
All right, man, so we're sitting down here with Scotty, Scotty from ATL. Now, I know your Twitter handle is Scotty ATL. Is it Scotty ATL or is it just Scotty?
It's Scotty ATL. I mean, my name is actually Scotty, but the ATL just came from, you know, from all the social network. It was hard to just get Scotty because so many people already had it. So I just had to add the ATL, and then it just kind of stuck with everything.
Okay. All right. Now, you just released a new mixtape. It's Forever Land in the Heart. Faith. I see you got the tat going on.
Yeah.
Just talk to me a little bit about the new mixtape.
I dropped the mixtape about 3 weeks ago, Forever Land in the Heart, Faith, with DJ Byron Wayne. It's been doing real well online. You know, it's on live mixtapes or whatever. It's like over 100,000 views in a week. It's probably like at 130 right now. It's been on XXL, Complex Mag, Spin Magazine, and a lot of other online mags that support. And it's just been received well, you know what I mean, from people that support my music.
Yeah. Now, and one of the big things I noticed was when I got the mixtape, you know, you got DJ Burn one. I know you and Trinidad James have been doing things for a while. You had features. Obviously, Trinidad was on a couple tracks.
Yeah.
But you also had a feature with Big Crit.
Right.
Can you just talk about how those came about, how getting those collaborations worked out, and how you got those?
Right. I mean, those collaborations really just came from, Trinidad is the homie. Me and him, really, I met him at All Go Everything video shoot. And from then, you know, we were just rocking, supporting each other. So before, you know, All Go really came out, we had done those songs already, you know what I'm saying? But I still talk to him, you know what I mean, every now and then now. But Big Crit, I ran into Crit. Me and Big Son was on a tour together in January. And I ran into Big Crit at a function that Big Son had, and Crit was there, and we chopped it up, you know what I mean? And I sent him the verse, he jumped on it.
Okay, so he just jumped on it, huh?
Yeah. Nah, Crit is a cool dude, man. He jumped on it. Shout out to Crit. And I mean, the rest is history, you know what I'm saying?
It is, yeah. And so, like you were talking about, the mixtape's been popping off. It's getting a lot of circulation. A lot of people are talking about it. What's life been like kind of before Faith dropped, and what's life been like after that? Just talk about, you know, what things have been like these days.
I mean, it's just been a lot of work, you know, just staying focused. Continue to grind, you know what I mean, and just try to always just be better at what I'm doing, you know. I mean, before it was the same thing, really just grinding, working hard, and now I just really just try to just continue to do the same thing I was doing before the tape dropped, you know. So for me, the workload has increased, you know what I'm saying, but as far as what I do on the daily, you know what I mean, just work hard. It's what I've been doing.
And tell us a little bit, who is Scotty? Where are you from? Where'd you come up? Just talk about that.
Yeah, well, I'm from Atlanta. I grew up in Lithonia, Georgia, actually, which is near Decatur, you know, in Stone Mound area, on the east side of the city. And grew up, man, you know, single parent home. You know, was playing basketball at first, you know, playing ball in high school, college, rec ball, and kind of left the basketball alone, you know what I mean, and started the rap career or whatever. So I was rapping it, you know, during high school or whatever, and just kind of stuck with me, man, and, you know, made a career out of it.
Yeah, all right. That's cool. And you said you're from Southern. It seems like to me, and this may be just me, it seems like these days all rappers are coming out of East Atlanta. Right? Like, you know, before coming up, it was like T.I., all those guys come from the west side of Bankhead. Now it seems like a lot more dudes come from the east side. Is that, am I tripping, or is that really like?
I don't know. I can't really say that. I haven't really noticed it like that. You know, I think people coming from you know, different parts of Atlanta right now, north side, you know, you got Rich.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You do got a lot of cats, you know what I mean, on the east side, you know what I mean? You know, they represent too. You got Alley Boy, you got Trouble. You know what I mean? You got
Future.
All those guys, you got Future, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, you got Trinidad coming out the south side. So I think, you know, on all the sides, you know what I mean, in the ATL, folks representing, you know what I mean, on the west side too.
Yeah, and one thing I've noticed is, like, Whereas coming out in the early 2000s, there was a lot of like, especially coming out of Houston, not so much Atlanta, but a lot of North Side, South Side, like East Side, West Side. With Atlanta, especially with the newer stuff I'm hearing, it seems like there's not so much of that. And that was kind of why I asked the question too. Right. It's like, do you guys sense that? Is it just all like one big Atlanta family?
Yeah, I think that's what's kind of making what's going on so special now. You know, I think everybody, you know, I can't really sense there's a lot of hatred going on, you know, in the city as far as rap artists go, you know what I'm saying? So everybody's just kind of grinding, doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? It's being tagged, you know, New Atlanta or whatever. So, you know what I mean? I guess we just owning up to the movement.
Yeah. Talk to me a little bit about the New Atlanta. Where did that come from? What makes New Atlanta different from, you know, old Atlanta?
Well, I mean, it was for me, me and Trinidad James, Ra Ra, and 2-9 dropped, you know, our mixtape during a certain time. And it was all good music. We was all supporting each other. You know what I mean? He tweeted my mixtape, you know, Trinidad, I'm tweeting his mixtape, Ra Ra, you know, 2-9, same thing. It was a lot of support. So that's really where the whole New Atlanta movement kind of came from, really just the support aspect. More so than the music aspect, of, you know what I mean, at first. Because, you know, like when you had Goody Mob and, you know, you had, you know, Outkast and, you know, Dungeon Family or whatever. And during that era, those guys all supported each other. You know what I'm saying? So for me, that's where the whole movement started. But now, you know what I mean, it's kind of evolving to somewhere the name is being used to just the new breed of music that's coming out of the ATL. You know, I'm cool with that too. You know what I'm saying? It's a new sound in Atlanta. You know what I mean? It's a lot of new cats and a lot of new dope. You know what I mean? That people just finding out about. So
yeah. And so it wasn't like you guys that came out with the name. It just kind of stuck.
Well, I mean, from what I knew, you feel me? Me, Trinidad James, Ra Ra was together and was like, yo, it's the new A-Time. You feel me? But again, it wasn't based on the music at the time. It was more so based on, you know, our support for each other. I mean, you know, we did all feel like we had good music, you know what I'm saying? But it all really just came from the support, you know what I mean, the love that everybody was showing each other.
Yeah. And you mentioned a little bit of the Dungeon Family, Outkast, Goody Mob. I feel like I hear some of that in your music, you know what I mean? I feel like it's present. I got a chance to listen to the mixtape. I was driving to Nashville, so I got a chance to hear it, you know, right, a few times.
Totally.
And, you know, you definitely give shout-outs to those guys, but I feel like it's not necessarily like you're biting their sound, but there's a definite, that sound is definitely in your music. Can you just talk about that influence a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, you know, first of all, you know, shout out to Goody Mob and Danny Fan, I guess, all those guys, T.I., you know, everybody that paid away, for, you know what I mean, for cats in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, for me, it's more so like they had a sound and a realness in their music that just always stuck with me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always liked Goody Mob, Outkast, UGK, 8-Ball, MJG, you know, cat that was bringing like a sound that was, I guess you can say like it was a player sound, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it was the realness in the music, you know, it was soulful, you know what I'm saying? So for me, like that's the type of music that I always liked, you know what I mean? And kind of growing up, like seeing people like my dad, my uncle, you know what I'm saying, my cousins or whatever, and the lifestyle they live, that's what the music that they made, you know, really depicting it, you know what I mean? That same lifestyle, you know, player lifestyle, hustler, having money, you know, different women and stuff like that. So that's what kind of, you know, I guess come out, you know what I mean, when I'm making my music.
Yeah, and when you say your dad, your uncle, they were MCs too, they rap?
Nah, they didn't rap, you know what I mean? But they just lived a certain lifestyle that, you know, as a kid, you always want to look up to, you know, your dad or your cousins. And at the time, you know what I mean, my cousin was balling, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, coming in the city with the new Eddie Bauer expeditions.
Oh, Eddie Bauer expeditions back to the day.
You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, or the new Hummers, you know what I mean? And pulling up, you know what I mean? At the time, maybe dropping off like $100, you know what I mean, $100 or whatever, you know, and I'm a kid, you know what I'm saying? Or even before that, just being in the neighborhood, you know, my dad stayed in Arkansas, so I would go visit him in the summer. So, you know, like I would have certain cousins that, you know, maybe give you $5 or something like that just to go to the candy lady. You feel me?
Yeah.
So like seeing that kind of stuff, man, was like an influence to me at the time. You know what I mean? Those were the male figures, you know what I mean, that was in my life that I looked up to. And the music that Outkast and those guys made, it was a perfect match, you know what I mean, to what I was seeing.
Yeah. Cause you know, a lot of people come up, a lot of rappers I hear, that's talking about like how their father was around. You said your dad was around. Yeah. So like their dad was Big Boy or Andre. Or, you know, that was like who their male figures was. But you kind of had those, and they also were sort of in that mold.
Right. I mean, it's like that in a lot of things in life. Like, let's just say, for instance, you might like certain movies for certain things in life that you've been seeing, or certain people, you know, that you grew up around or whatever. Whether you like gangster movies or you like funny movies, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, you always try to find stuff you can relate to, you know what I'm saying? And when it came to music, that was the music I related to.
Yeah. So what's your favorite Goody Mob song?
Goody Mob. Man, I say, man, their whole Still Standing CD.
Oh, yo, that is my album too.
That whole joint, dog.
Everyone goes back to everyone goes back to Soul Food, but Still Standing.
Yeah, that's my joint, dog. That was my joint, dog. Everything on there. I mean, what you know about that banana and mayonnaise, the two slices of toasted bread on the napkin. You feel me? That was my joint. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. What about Outkast? You got a favorite Outkast song?
There's so many Outkast songs, man. Yeah, everything Andre dropped is classic. But probably Elevator.
Elevators?
Yeah, that'd be my best joint. You know what I mean? ATL was probably my favorite album. But Elevator was probably my favorite song.
Yeah. So let's talk about Scotty's music a little bit. When, you know, you got the mixtape coming out. What is it you hope that people when they put on Faith, what is it you hope they get from it?
Really, man, I just want people to be inspired. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really just making music, like I said, about my life, you know, the people around me. Like, if you listen to like a lot of my music, it's always about moving forward, you know, overcoming stuff, hustling, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's really the underlying thing of what I'm doing. So at the end of the day, like, I want you to put it back on because you felt good when you listened to it.
So it's like good feelings.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And how do you feel like that sort of vibes with the music that's out there today?
I don't know. I mean, you got certain people that are making that type of music, and then you got a lot of people that's not. You know, I feel like whatever type of music you make, there's a lane for what you do. You know, I'm just doing what I do. And the people, you know what I mean, they can relate to it and can dig it, you know what I mean, they're going to dig it, and be down with it.
All right, so let's say in a perfect world, and you know, everything goes Scotty's way, what does the next year, 2 years look like for Scotty? What would you love to see happen?
I would love to, man, just really excel in my craft or my music. I want to be able to help other artists get on. You know, I would like to have my own situation, you know what I mean, or deal, you know what I mean, for the cool club. And just really, man, you know, get more of my merchandise out and just look to invest in other things, you know. Continue to make good music and be a household name artist.
Okay, and talk about the cool club for those of you.
Cool club is just my clique, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's my homies, you feel me? Like, we just always want the cool stuff, you know what I'm saying? So we cool club, no lines allowed, and
I appreciate stuff, by the way. You know, keeping this PG.
Yeah, no doubt, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to keep it PG.
I appreciate that.
Never know who's listening.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, man, that's the cool club, man. We just keeping it real cool, man. By getting money, you know what I'm saying? And that's really it. Mine and I won't be.
And for people that, you know, are listening to this podcast right now, and they want to know, who is Scotty? How would you describe Scotty the MC, Scotty the Human, to someone who's like, you know, they may have heard your name out there, but they haven't heard your music, they haven't heard you rap. How would you describe, or how would you tell someone, who is Scotty?
Scotty is a down-to-earth, genuine dude, makes good music, really appreciates the craft of music, southern guy, you know, that's out here, you know, doing this thing in the rap game.
And if they, you know, they see the mixtape, they want to say, okay, what's this guy like? What's his style? Is he, you know, what? How would you describe that?
It's player music. You know what I mean? It's player music. It's hustler's music. It's music you can relate to. It's soulful. You know what I mean? It's got subject. You know what I mean? To it. So, good music. You never heard it. You need to listen to it. All
right. And we're gonna play. I'm gonna try to put a little bit of a snippet of a song on here. What would you want people to hear? Like, if they get one one song maybe that encapsulated the mixtape, Forever Land in the Heart, what would you want that to be?
After Rap.
After Rap?
Yeah.
Alright, we'll try to put that on. Scott, anything else you want to add? Anything that people should know? How do they, if they want to learn more about you, how do they do that? And what else do you got coming up?
If you want to learn more about me, you can check out my website, scottyatl.net. I'm on Twitter at scottyatl. That's also my Instagram, scottyatl. Right now, I'm working on new music. You know, I've been knocking out a lot of features, you know, for people or whatever. Not a lot, but you know, just doing some work in the studio, doing some new music myself. Look forward to a tour, you know, coming soon. And just look for some new visuals coming. I got After Rap, the video coming. I got My Shoes with Starlito and Killer Kalyan. I got Handle Biz, produced by the homie Be Nice, coming. I got an in-studio video with Milo Smith coming. Mama Ain't Raised No Fool with Three Little Dicks. So, man, we just out here working, man. A couple of shows in the city. Go to scottyatl.net and you can see where I'm going to be performing at. I might be in your city. I might be in your town.
All right, so you're on the road now.
Nah, I'm not on the road like that yet.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just out here grinding. I got 2 shows this weekend. I don't know, you know, when this will air. People have been here this before, but I'll be at Streets 94.5 Block Party this weekend with DJ Holiday. Shout out to Streets 94.5 and the Commission. And I'll be in Nashville with Starlito on Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, with Stallion on June 4th at Center Stage.
Okay, so it's Jay right there in the background.
Yeah, it's Jay Rock. Keep me on point.
All right, man. Scotty, thank you so much for taking time sitting down with us, man. We appreciate it.
No doubt, man. Shout out to you. I appreciate the support, man.
All right, it's your podcast. Thanks again, Scotty.